This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige here with you.
Hi, Paige.
And if this happened in high school, maybe a different thing. But in an elementary school, makes you raise an eyebrow. Because an elementary school principal in Florida was arrested after throwing a massive rager. You know what that means? It means a good party. Where guests included an elementary school teacher and more than 100 students.
What?
So this happened in Cocoa Beach, Florida, near Cape Canaveral, if you've ever been there.
They're really trying to get kids to not be homeschooled now. We do keggers now if you want to come back to school.
Apparently, these 100 students, while they were there, there was a lot of booze. And authorities say that one minor was arrested for DUI after the party, a minor, and another had to be treated by EMTs when they suffered an alcohol-related medical event on the principal's front lawn.
I got, like, the wrong picture of what's going on here.
He encouraged the elementary school kids to come drink beer at his home.
Yeah.
I feel like the only minors are the, yeah, like real small kids. You can't be driving anyway.
Maybe they're talking about people from West Virginia.
So the principal did not have any regrets at the time. In fact, when she saw the flashing lights out front, she turned off all the outdoor lights and forced the EMTs to treat the kids using only their truck headlights. And she was charged with child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, and holding an open house party. And the teacher was hit with similar charges. Both have been placed on administrative leave.
Why can't people? Come on, man.
That's just
common sense.
Stupid. It's just dumb.
You don't mix business with pleasure.
Oh, now you tell me.
It's your. Some
Ever.
Kind of
I'll pull my pants up then, I guess.
Is there some kind of test you can take before you become a teacher? Because you become a teacher at a very young age. You're still, what, 22, 23 years old when you like get your first class?
Yeah.
Like you're a teacher. There's got to be some kind of test, right, to determine what kind of mental state you're in?
Yeah.
Before?
And I just know when I never taught academics, but I did teach dance. You never want to. What's so funny?
Just the way you said that was great.
But you never want to, the reason why I'm saying that is you never want to lose that control in the room where you want them to know that you're a figure of authority or they will walk all over you. Because I've walked out of the room and all the props that I was using, I had like a bag full of balloons and they were playing with it and everybody's running around screaming as loud. I came back in and I said, who told you that you can do that? And they all just put them back and sat down. But you have to be that type of person because there's just, I mean, I don't even know how this principal ran the school if they're providing beer. I mean, how do you go to the principal and the principal says, so you cut class today and, you know.
I don't think it went down that way.
Something doesn't make sense.
I think the kids is running like, we got balloons, bitch.
Ooh. Like, they brought the beer to the principal's house. Like, that does not make sense.
Why were the kids even there? Like, you should not.
Why would you bring the kids to your house?
You should not know where your teacher lives.
No.
If they have a social media presence. Like, you should never be at your teacher or principal's house.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that teachers care, and like during COVID and whatever, they did make house calls and checked on the kids, and that's respectable. But bringing them to your house, unless you're tutoring them with their parents there, that's weird.
Oh, man.
That's just wild to me. I mean, that's just wild.
I never thought this would happen as much as it does and has, and like no common sense.
Well, with the...
it ain't hard to do the right thing.
You know, it's that thing we were talking about. It wasn't on the air. I think it was Friday or something. But anyway, we were talking about how there was I'm not making light of it. In a sense, I am, but I'm not. So I'm telling you like my tone on it, so don't take it the wrong way. But I was just saying, like, when I was in school, there were no hot teachers. They were all old.
Yes.
And
or
now,
there were dudes.
Or they were. And then now, like, I see school teachers, and I'm God dang it. Where was y'all at when I was in school?
I know some really attractive teachers here in the upstate.
They were not back. There was one. In
really?
My one, if you're saying, hey, go back in time, and then, like, there was one.
We had one, and I can't say her name because she still might be teaching, but there was
same
one.
Same here. Yeah, one. The rest of them were like, and I think it was by design. I think they said, we can't hire some pretty lady up here because there's this weird thing going on where we're like, it's like a mommy thing and a MILF thing, and that wasn't even a MILF yet. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Reminds
like
me of Van Halen hot for the teacher, as you're saying.
Well, that's something that plays into it. I mean, a lot of that stuff. Like, there was a movie, too, where the guy fell in love with the teacher, or vice versa, the girl and the guy. I don't know.
Wasn't really, like, you know, a thing or talked about until the whole, you know, Mary Kay thing happened.
Yeah.
Naterna, whatever.
The makeup lady?
Naterna.
The teacher. And then after that, it was... Well, everybody started, you know, left and right. And I can't even tell you who was after that. It's been so many.
I just don't know. With her situation, I don't understand how they fell in love or, I don't know. Sickness.
I knew somebody who found out it was one of their teachers had a similar situation locally.
Mm.
And we couldn't believe it because we knew the person. Like, there's no way that happened. Like, yeah, it happened. And I guess, you know, it just happens to whoever you least...
There was always rumors, but I never knew any that were actually true, you know, like in school. There was always rumors. But I think that's probably based on that kid getting good grades and us thinking, nah, that kid got good grades. He must be sleeping with the teacher.
You never had a teacher hit on you before?
No. You saw my school pictures.
What's the?
I mean, you should get them in an insane asylum quickly if they were hitting on me. I looked very ambiguous as a child. I did. You couldn't tell if I was going to grow up to be softball player.
I never had a male teacher hit on me, but I did have a. I told you about the.
Oh, the female teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Our dude teachers were dudes.
Yeah,
they were dudes. They were burly.
Yeah.
They were scary. I'll never forget Mr. Dempsey in middle school. He was a scary dude.
Mr. Septon would fart and get mad if you laughed.
I love that.
I told you to hold it in class.
Oh, boy.
He'd blame it on the dog. And there was no dog in there.
There was no dog.
You think you're at home right now, don't you, Eddie?
Oh, boy.
He was a good guy, though. His wife, too, was a teacher.
Yeah.
They both are teachers at the same school. That had to be maddening.
You know, and thank God there's so many good teachers out there, and there's people that are still willing to do that job, which is thankless, and, you know, they need to be paid a heck of a lot more these days to do what they're doing.
I agree sincerely with that.
Yeah.
I really, really do. Because the bull crap you'd have to put up with now.
And I know the teachers that friends and family that are teachers right now, they work so hard to do what they do. And
get the summers over.
Some of the teachers just make you jump. I'll never forget Mr. O. Everybody loved Mr. O. He was a legend. Ellenberg, what you be cutting up in my lunch line, boy? Like, oh, my God. He just had that voice, man, that would just, like, penetrate through walls if he was yelling at you. Great man, great teacher. Yeah. He was awesome. You don't have that anymore.
You don't, no, you don't. I was about to say that. You it's like shoplifting. It's like, well, we can't say anything anymore. No. We can't do anything anymore. It's like, by God, back in the day,
but there's
I didn't
always...
want to get in trouble. I was going to get paddled by the principal or my mom.
Oh, my God. We got wore out.
I'd rather get beat at school than have to come home and listen
to my mom.
My mom
wouldn't let him. She said, I'm doing it. You're not.
I'll just take the paddle. Then have to listen to my mom either
Dude,
cry
a long paddle
or yell at me forever.
And they would have it on the wall hanging there. Just like when you come in here, you're going to see that and you're going to think about that, aren't you?
Because I remember I wasn't doing anything bad like smoking out in front when I got caught doing that. But what I did is I forged a letter. Say, I didn't hear that. What?
Smoking what?
Oh, see, you know, that's true about me in high school, but...
I'd be nervous about going to the principal's office now if you're in high school.
No. What I did is I was always late getting... I told you my taking swim class, and my hair was wet, and I wanted to dry my hair before I went to the next class. Well, I was 10 minutes late getting back in. I'm like, oh, how do I get into A period to make sure that... That is where they take your attendance.
Yeah.
So how do I get in? Oh, I got to forge a note. So I wrote a poorly written note signed by my mother and said, oh, sorry, I'm late.
She had bad handwriting?
Not as bad as mine. So
Paige, need you to come to my office, Paige WTPT, please.
Yeah, so I got in so much trouble. I was just, I was so dumb that I did that. And my mother said, I can't believe that you did this. You are such a disgrace. What are you going to do? You know, steal my bank account now? And just, she went on and on and on
my
and
God.
On. Not only was I in trouble at school and I had to go to...
AA?
No. I had to go to, what is that called? When you go after school.
Do you think your hair is wet?
After school?
You see my
no.
shirt.
You spend like the rest of the week in this class.
I know the answer, but I'm not going
to
say it.
What's to start with? Because I know it too. But
I got both of you now. You both got to try to figure it out.
Well, you had like...
I was in it all the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I know the word.
It's one word.
When a doctor tells about a referral, I think I'm in trouble.
Three syllables. I think it's three syllables. Text me if I'm wrong. One word, three syllables.
Detention.
Yes.
D hall. I had D hall.
That's something else.
That means something way different.
That's what we call the locker room.
It was detention halls. That's what we.
Because Eddie Reynolds was always naked walking around.
D-hall. I had D hall for like a month because I forged a note and.
My Lord.
And my mom.
You're a forger.
I was a big criminal. I said, Mom, why don't you just put me in prison? It'd be easier than having to listen to you go on and on and on and on. I was technically at school. I wasn't cutting class. Now, I did cut class before, and I did go shopping.
It's like a confessional.
Like I took all. She gave me extra money for lunch because she didn't have any change. So she said, well, here, you take this $20. And I got $20. That's a BART ticket. I'm going to go shopping in San Francisco. So that's what I did. I cut school and went shopping.
Paige, why do you have all these tie-dyed shirts? They smell like pot.
You went to a bunch of head shops.
But I didn't. I don't know how I got
back
in.
Did San Francisco have the flair that it has now then?
I'm sure.
Like, the only thing I knew about San Francisco back then was, like, Ross Aroni and Jerry Rice and Joe Montana.
We had Saks Fifth Avenue. We had Union Square. We had Macy's. So I went downtown.
Well, that's different Saks I was thinking about.
All right.
Thank you, Paige.
I know.
That was lovely. I can tell you haven't done
news
for a week.
I'm sure they had some sacks on the Fifth Avenue.
That's what I was saying. D-Hall.
Paige, please report to my office. And if you take that shirt off, I think we can work it out.
I'm going to waterboard you just to put you in a wet t-shirt. All right. We will take a break. We're going to be rusty on this. We're going to have to do some happy birthdays. Or
seconds.
Right after this. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Go.
I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 864-241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318. 241-4318.
This Friday just feels different. Not in a bad way, just like...
Well, it's starting to fly by a little bit for me.
Yeah. I'm going to give out the phone numbers because there's a lot of angry people out there, especially some people texting in. That give me the number. That guy needs to hear it from me. I love PMD. I hope they're talking about Party Man Dan and not PM Don. 864-241-4318.
Hey, guys. I just want to say a big f*** you to my son's dad because he's not letting me take him on a vacation. That's going to be an epic vacation. And because he has to control every aspect of my son's life, he's not going to allow him to experience this experience with his mother. So a big you to him and his bird looking ass wife.
Oh, bird looking ass. I wonder what kind of bird. Like an old crow.
I bet it's the Carolina Wren, where she's kind of skinny in the neck but real fat in the middle.
He really doesn't have a neck. Yeah, you're just kind of like like, I don't know if you're disabled, but you look like you are. Does that mean? Is that bad to say?
Wow.
I'm passing a little bit of judgment, but well, you can tell I'm not at the gym right now.
Is that a trick you could you can hone? Like, you used to be able to tell what kind of car you drove by the honk.
Yeah, but you can't now.
No.
It's all the aftermarket stuff.
You can tell the bra size by how they sounded. Could you tell the disability by how they sound?
You know, in today's...
Maybe
societal standards just look down upon to even do that.
You know what I liked we would guess the drug. What drug are you on right now?
And people would absolutely, like, and people that were just on pot wouldn't call in. It'd be like somebody, hey, what's up, man? And we're like, do you smoke weed? No, man, three perks, two mollies. What are y'all doing? What are we talking about?
Hey, man, I love taking a couple totem poles. You know?
That's actually how we met Party Man Dan. Joke. Total joke. I'm kidding.
We went to work out, and I'm like, hey, are these guys doing cocaine in the back? They're working out awful fast.
Was that on the air story?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it is now. All right. When you get mad, upset, angry, really, really pissed off, you call this number. That number is 864-241-4318.
Here's an opposite ex. This guy is wild now that he's single, and he wants his ex to know about it. Oh, he's not sitting around waiting. He's not crying.
He's doing this to make her jealous?
He's saying, look, you think I'm going to sit around and mope? Uh-uh. I'm out and about. I'm getting mines.
This is the FOF line.
Hey, ex-girlfriend, which will remain unnamed. I just want to let you know, I hope you hear this, and I just want to let you know that I just left the strip club after spending $200 on lap dances. I had a great time without you, because whenever you go with me, it's always, I have to take care of you like I'm your dad. So I sort of let, I mean, it's great to know that you're having so much fun. Well, guess what? I can have fun too, bitch. Bye.
You know, that's not the thing to call, though, and say. Like, guess what?
Bucks.
I just had a great time. I just went and paid $200 for lap dances. Yeah, I'm going home stiff as a board and ain't going to do nothing about it. But guess what? I don't need you no more. He got cheated on is what it sounds like.
Oh, he's angry still. Yeah. I hope you got those lap dances, sir, earlier in the shift.
Oh,
because if you wait around, so after they hit the wing bar for a little bit,
especially
be a little
if it's lobster night.
Yeah. You might think you're riding some
crab legs. Crab legs? Is that
lobster night? Lobster night at the strip
club. That's not the place to have crab legs, is it? I mean, hey, either way.
Wait, you see our crabs down at the strip club.
Yeah, I was going to say, crabs should not be on the menu at a strip club. I don't care if you're at Surfside or damn Garden City. You should not have crab. You shouldn't really have a food service program. I mean, you really shouldn't. If you ever went and, well, I'm sure you probably did because you used to do those. You used to go do events there and.
Oh, yeah.
Do that. But, like, I'm saying when you usually go, though, no hate on anyone, but, like, Nikita has some great food. I've had that before, but also fear for my life is why I just said that.
But there's some strip clubs where the strippers will eat the wings in the dark. And
you're ordering it for them.
Yeah.
And then, like,
they'll get the sauce on their chest.
Yeah. Like, oh, I might have to help you get that.
I know.
That'll be an extra $15, or I'll use my own napkin.
You want to get that hot sauce on? Link it up. That's my favorite song.
Hey, do you and your friends party? What do you mean, party? You hear the way my septum sounds. You know what I mean.
You want to crotch dance to lick it up? I love that song.
Put some Kiss on, Mr. DJ Man.
Mr. DJ Man. God dang it.
Well, right. Here's the guy who called about, look at your own foliage. You got leaves up in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Here's his call.
Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, all these stupid-ass motherfuckers. Don't you motherfuckers have trees in your state? You come down here to Sevierville, to Gatlinburg, the same fucking trees, motherfuckers. Same fucking trees. You come down here and fucking make a mess of everything. Go on, motherfucker. Go back to fucking Ohio, you stupid motherfucker.
God.
So angry.
God. Like, I get that, because that's back before Christmas. I was talking about, I don't know these people directly, but I'm friends of friends who know the family that got like half their farm taken away by public domain the road. And there was supposed to be a big vote about that toward the end of the year, and I don't think they ended up getting it back. But nevertheless, I wonder with him, like, he misses his city. He misses the convenience. He misses all that. But what would cause him that right then and there? Like, it had to be something else.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I remember P1 Wolf Trucker, who lives up in Sevierville, was saying, like, man, the traffic here
Oh yeah,
close to year round. It's nuts,
dude. It's when you live near it.
They got a big Buc-ee's too.
When you live near tourist destination. You know, like it always shocked me that people said they fell in love with Greenville, South Carolina, and moved here after they were here on vacation. I'm like, what? Vacation? Like maybe a couple days, but a week? Yeah. But people from all over the world go there. Like last time I was in Gatlinburg, there was international tours going through there. And the reason I know that is just because I could tell.
I saw Eddie Murphy there.
Real one?
It was a wax figure.
Oh, okay.
He was there. Here's the response. This guy's hilarious. He's mad, but he's not too mad. He's trying to watch his tongue.
Mm.
He does somewhat of a good job for it. Of it?
Yep.
Man, nobody, as far as I know, has addressed this damn dumbass. But this is for that damn dumb f***er that called in and complained that, you know, people from Ohio or Indiana or, you know, Illinois, whatever, driving down to view the trees and stuff like that. I don't know who made him the damn f***ing border czar, but let me tell you, and I hope you're listening, you dumb f***. I hope you get irritated as hell as you see a bunch of Indiana plates, Ohio plates. I hope it irritates the shit out of you. But you know what, you damn dumbass? We need people to come and visit and contribute to the local economy. You dumbass, let me give you a couple fucking tips here real quick. You know what the number one industry in North Carolina is, Western North Carolina? It's called tourism. It's called the Blue Ridge Parkway. And yeah, we do have f***ing trees in Ohio. Been down here for 35 years. We come down here and support your local economy, you f***ing dumbass. This guy's a f***ing idiot, man. You f***ing stupid dumbass.
You saying he watches, like, you think he doesn't cuss a lot?
I feel like he doesn't really cuss right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mix of dumbass and dumb F.
Also, is he in or is he from Ohio?
I assume. Well, 35 years he's been down here.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
So he's Southern,
I
just, at that point.
I get with like Gatlinburg being touristy. I get Western North Carolina being touristy. And that's just right up the road. I'm not dissing my town. I'm just like, vacation?
I'm just used to people being down here. In and out of here growing up.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live. Live. Loud. Live. CallRob.com studios in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say... famous people born on January 28th, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
I gotta tell you this, I'm a little surprised, but, and this might be a record, we have no happy heavenlies today.
That's good.
Thank God.
Do you ever do that on people you think are probably in hell?
Yeah.
What would you say? Happy hellish birthday?
I think it's
birthday.
Okay to pass judgment that certain people are in hell.
Well, if it's like a famous killer, I try not to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Or somebody that's, you know, egregious with other humans.
Yeah. Richard Nixon.
Unhappy burning in hell birthday, too.
All right, I'm not a crook. Start with this lady who played Alex on Modern Family. She went on to be very naked in almost every public space she was in. Ariel Winter.
Man.
Not naked as much anymore. Very good looking. But she was thick.
I never watched that show. I hate to say. I mean, I'm fine to say it. It's not real. I'll go with whatever Paige says.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. 45?
Well, shoot.
I'll go lower than that. I'm going to say 38.
Ooh, 27 for Ariel Winter.
I don't know. Let me look now.
When Cam was dressed as a clown running from a scorpion, that was some of the funniest damn stuff at the party. That was a fun show. I can't.
Oh yeah, I seen her in something else though. What was the other thing?
Probably in a grocery store, topless. Look at that.
Damn.
Now she's still good looking. She's not that thick anymore, but you know, still good looking. I can't play any music for this fella. I cannot verify if his mom still stays in Anderson or not.
Jesus Christ.
But it's J. Cole's birthday.
Oh, for real?
Yep.
Oh, you said you cannot verify
that. I can't. She used to live. I don't know if she still lives.
I know. Who was I thinking about the other day? I was like, does Robert Brooks ever come back to Greenwood? Does
Albert Brooks probably.
Does Jim Rice ever visit Anderson?
I think he has, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I remember as a kid, he used to do a golf tournament every year, and then I think he just moved away.
I think he got some dedication, maybe a field dedication, and he came back for it.
Debo, are you going to come back to Inman ever?
Oh, he should. He donated for the relief. He should come back,
well,
right?
He plays for the 49ers, though. I mean, he should have.
If you see a big cap or somebody walking around Inman dressed up like AC/DC, it's probably Debo.
Right. If you see a guy wearing black leather pants.
Like him.
Well, that's not true. There's a lot of people wear black leather pants.
Or big shoes.
Who's next?
J. Cole.
Oh, we're still on J. Cole.
Yep.
Hmm.
Very talented rapper, ball player, too.
37.
It's a big one for J. Cole from Fayetteville, North Carolina.
40.
And Anderson. He is 40.
Hey, Dad, blame.
It's Frodo Baggins' birthday. And spoiler alert, he was also the survivor.
What do you mean, Bilbo?
In The Good Son.
Frodo
Baggins.
Fardo.
Oh, yeah. Don't say it. It's time to play a round of... Give me the initials.
E-W. E-W.
It's not who I was thinking then.
For $1 million. E-W.
E-W. Eric Williams. I don't even know who that is.
Nope. Elijah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
Damn it.
Elijah Wood. He was actually the good son and the good son. Macaulay Culkin wasn't, and he didn't make it. Spoiler alert.
You know what? I'm going to have to unfollow him on Instagram. Macaulay, he loves his wife so much and is posting too much about it.
Really?
I don't know if they had an anniversary or if they're going through hard times right now.
He's just too sweet and saccharine.
He's a simp at this
it's
point.
It's too much.
Like, quit simping.
Every day it's too
you might as well live in Simpsonville. You simp so much.
Are you hoping the demise of their marriage?
I kind of am. Just so he'll just posting normal things.
Yeah.
You were saying, how old is Macaulay Culkin?
Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood.
You're as bad as me.
46.
43.
Elijah Wood's 44 years old today.
Oh, man.
So far, none correct.
We got a Backstreet Boy birthday today.
Hmm. Fatone.
No. Well, no.
He was an NSYNCer.
He was an NSYNCer.
You have to tell me. I don't know them by name.
It's Nick Carter's birthday.
Okay. The blonde.
The blonde, yep. Youngest of the group.
Didn't he? Wasn't he? Oh, no. That was the other thing. The boy band scam thing.
They were in that a little bit. The Lou Pearlman documentary.
Yeah.
Dirty Pop is really good.
Let me tell you a movie. Well, we don't have time. I'll tell you tomorrow. Remind me to tell you tomorrow a good movie you should watch.
Hard to watch movies now.
Why is it hard to watch movies now?
I started watching one, and I forgot what it was to go back and finish it.
Oh.
It was like a week ago.
You fall asleep.
No, it's just...
This movie, I was tired of looking for something to watch, and I just said, you know what? Screw it. It's got one person's name in it that I recognize, so I will watch it. And
did you like it?
By God, yeah. It was very good.
All right.
I'll tell you tomorrow.
Hell yeah. Nick Carter.
Nick Carter, everyone knows he's 47 today.
46.
Nope, 45 years old for Nick Carter.
We can't get it right.
Can't get it.
Cannot.
This gentleman just had a match this past Saturday night. It's Saturday night's main event. He faced off against Dogface's boy.
Friggin' Drew McIntyre.
Nope.
No.
Talking about Lobsterhead himself.
Sheamus?
Yep, it is Sheamus. Former guest of the show.
It sounds different in my headphones than it does on TV. Is this like his new one or something?
Yeah, it's the newer one.
Oh, okay.
I like the other one better, Lobsterhead.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's going to be in the Rumble. I don't know if he has a separate match at the Rumble.
I will say this, and you can disagree or agree. The least entertaining wrestler interview that we've ever done.
He could work, man, but
it's just very bland. Like, when the company sends you in to do those, like, they kind of know that you're probably a good talker. And maybe it was just an off day for him, but that was just the drizzlings. It was bad.
I wasn't going to tell him that, but
no,
not in here.
No. I mean, like, Moxley was bad, but this was worse. Was just doing his gimmick, but...
I wasn't trying to join the fight club.
No. Banger after banger after banger. He's 48.
49.
Oh, Sheamus is 47 years old today.
I just can't get it.
Not one.
What the hell?
We got an NSYNCer's birthday today.
Fatone.
It is Fatone.
Wow.
It's funny you mentioned that earlier because I'm like, I don't want to say it yet.
He was really nice.
The proprietor of Fat One Hot Dogs that I don't think is a thing anymore.
No. Oh. It was a kiosk in a mall.
Fat One?
Now it's nothing, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. It went under.
Yeah. COVID. COVID got it.
Damn it.
I'm telling you.
Right. Fatone, I know he's already been 50, so I'm going to say 51.
52.
48. Joy Fatone. I can't play anything for this fella here. Rick Ross.
Oh, why not? You can play the devil's not devil's a lie.
Richard Rose.
Ricky Rose is...
his language?
Yes, a lot. He rhymes the word bitch with words that shouldn't.
Oh, no. Just
snitches and stitches with him. Rick Ross is 49.
I say the big 50.
Oh, Matt nailed it. Rick Ross is 49 years old.
We got
today.
One finally. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At least one of us did.
I've been called the white version of him.
Because of the tattoos when you're shirtless.
That's right.
Sarah McLachlan.
No, I'm wondering what the song is. Is this what I'm thinking?
I thought you were thinking about me shirtless and you laughed.
No.
I have tattoos like X to plug.
Big X coming to town.
Sarah McLachlan, who his mother used to live in Greenville.
No.
Yes. No, it's the other one. Natalie Merchant.
Yes.
Yes. Sarah McLachlan, she cares about dogs and cats. 54. I'm changing mine to 54. Oh,
you need to keep going. 57 years old.
Quickly.
I'm going to skip a couple people here because I got to play this one because I know it's going to. Actually, I'll do this one first. Paige will know this one. Mikhail Baryshnikov. It's his birthday today.
50 bucks. She won't know it.
71.
Oh.
74.
I'm glad I didn't bet you. Oh. 77.
Oh, wow.
Well,
for old Barishi.
He is dropped out gorgeous.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's like Wayne Gretzky.
He is so beautiful.
Not now.
He's not.
Barbie Vinton's 75 years old today.
I'll be dead blind.
But this gentleman. I know you hate the song. I had to play it. Probably the most famous person on the show.
I knew that this song was sad before I found out the title of it was Suicide is Painless.
Paige got it right. Alan Alda.
Alan Alda.
My mom used to watch this show. She liked it. This was one of hers.
Can't believe it's my birthday.
Hot Lips.
I'm not guessing him.
So they called your grandma?
No. She was on the show. She watched it.
Your grandma.
No. That's the code word in rejuvenation operating room. They're like, hey, we got a Hot Lips here.
Was that the first TV show that had a man in drag on it?
Might have been.
Maybe.
That was wild.
Alan Alda.
He can suck it.
Oh, no. Great actor.
Yeah. Well,
82.
In what, though? Tell me a movie where he was great. The best movie he ever did, as far as I'm concerned, when he was the dad in Pineapple Express.
Was that him?
No.
89 years old, he is. He was in that movie with Flirting with Disaster. Was he in that one?
I don't know.
One of them where he was, I think Lily Tomlin was his wife. I'm pretty sure that was him. We'll have to look that up.
Let's see. What is his big signature role other than MASH? Tower Heist? The Longest Ride? I've never seen that.
He'd done a lot of guest spots, like the Blacklist and Ray Donovan. He was great on those.
I'm just saying, without MASH on there, I mean, is he that great? But, you know, he's a name everybody recognizes. Also, the movie I was thinking about, I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man.
It's very good, and it's on Prime, so most of you have that, so it won't be one, I don't have that, you can get me.
It was Flirting with Disaster. He was great in that movie.
That's also a great song to race NASCAR to.
Well, that's coming up. After the Super Bowl, you got the Daytona 500.
Jug's in, where did he say he's at? Rockingham?
Yep.
Rockingham.
God, but you got to work that track back in the circuit. Work it in. This is in the middle of nowhere, but it's still a good track.
Yeah, why is he going there?
Test.
Oh. He's testing on a track they don't race on anymore?
Like, they do it now, a lot of them still. They're going to work it back in eventually.
Well, I'm here to tell you this. I've just been handed a note. Tomorrow's Wednesday, so breaking news.
Yep. All day. Damn.
Tomorrow I will bring forth a brand new Matt Man's Conspiracy Mystery. Hey, thanks. She can still make it clap.
I can.
And
actually, it was his.
This could be one of those where it's going to be like, wow, dude, really? And I'm going to be like, yeah, really? And you'll be like, no way. I'm going to be like, way.
I love these eye-opening ones.
It's an eye-opener for real. And did you get the confirmation on the other?
Not yet.
Okay, we'll wait on that then. We're hoping that Zoe Kravitz is joining us by phone tomorrow morning. But fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're talking about her dad going to Bucky's.
Yep. And her new movies.
Mm-hmm. Various other stuff.
I like the dad.
Not making it work with Channing Tatum and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That son of a bitch is 60 years old now, Lenny Kravitz.
He looks great.
He looks amazing.
And well, the hair would be a lot for me to deal with, but everything else.
And his
more to pull.
He smells good. His fragrance is good.
You ain't never been close to him.
Never even seen him in concert. I would, though.
You would?
See him in concert.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'd watch you watching them.
I would, yes.
Watch me watch.
I would sell you tickets. Okay.
Somebody's going to push. You pushing.
It's going to be Mark in a minute. That door open. All right, good break. Get today's podcast. You can text 1-800-774-0093. That's right. Same number to call us on. You can text the word podcast. Don't text to drive. Standard battery text. Zoe Kravitz tomorrow, maybe. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.